afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and my co-host, or host, also is...
Jason Host.
Gary
Lucy.
And Lucy.
We're also always joined by...
Matt Belknap.
Not so silent partner.
You guys, 47 in, don't have it figured out at all.
Any sort of rhythm.
How does it go?
I'm hoping we never do.
Hoping that's part of the charm?
Yeah.
But it's just a sign of inemptness. You're a sight for sore eyes because I was hoping to see you yesterday at your big Memorial Day cookout.
Right.
How'd that go?
It was great. A lot of people you knew were there. Never Not Funny family members were there.
Was that the coming out of Charlie? Was that his big...
No, he couldn't make it.
He doesn't have all his shots.
And, you know, we just... Long car rides. He doesn't seem to like the car. You know, some kids, I think, they just like it. He does not.
Let him drive.
Maybe that's what it is.
Get him interested in it.
So it was actually good, though. Matt came not solo. He came with his daughter, and they had fun, and Elise was at
home. Don't put words in
Charlie.
My mouth.
They had the
speak for myself.
You know, according to Matt, he had the best time he's had since he's been married.
Wow,
that's not true at all.
Strong
words.
Is
that what you said?
No, I didn't say that at all.
I thought you said that.
No,
Elise,
you know,
I'm kidding.
The highlight was that your eldest basically babysat.
She did
for Zoe. So it was like I was just hanging out.
Rolling
for a
solo.
While.
Mike Siegel style.
Yeah, she took.
Exactly.
My oldest daughter took all the little kids into her room and they were just playing. So I actually gave her $10 last night.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I said, I'm going to give you some babysitting money because you really helped out today. And she was like,
I didn't authorize that.
Thanks.
I mean, it was nice for her to do, but I don't think it warranted payment.
I'm gonna have to get some money from you.
Now you're making.
What
me
if
look
I sent everyone an email today? I'm gonna have to get a little money.
You owe me about $2.32.
I was just doing it to make her feel like a big shot.
Was there a Pardo sighting at this thing?
Yeah, Pardo and Oliver and Danielle were there.
I like to see Jimmy.
The Klein Fishers were there.
Oh, great! I love those guys. I like to see Jimmy in a casual situation because usually, like when you see him, it's a it's a slack and a hard shoe, like a gentleman, but.
He'll wear some shorts.
He had one of those swim shirts, those shirts that you swim in.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, man.
A baseball hat.
Mm-hmm. He must look like
sunglasses.
A member of Living Color or something.
I would actually say it was very mellow Jimmy yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, he was...
His voice didn't even boom or pipe.
No.
Pipe up. It was very mellow.
Speaking of that, after I was done with work...
Mm-hmm.
I met Jane and my brother-in-law and his girlfriend at one of those karaoke shacks they have over at on Sawtelle. And oh man, that is a fun time. That is like that's a real stressful. I never do that, but I started off strong with some Since You've Been Gone, Kelly Clarkson.
Wow, good one.
Oh, not Rainbows. Since You've Been Gone.
No, I would have, but they didn't have it. I overreached a little bit with Viva La Vida, Coldplay, but then I finished strong with Empire State of Mind. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z and I had Jane and my brother-in-law's girlfriend were singing the Alicia Keys bit.
There's a song called Empire State of Mind.
You know that?
Is this just like New York State of Mind?
You've heard it.
Concrete in the sand and I'm made of the names of the men.
I don't know the words.
I might have turned that off before.
Let's hear it for New York, New York, New York. Something about an Ambien.
Yeah. But that was good. And saw that movie on our anniversary. Was also this weekend. Saw that Moonrise Kingdom. Holy cow.
Oh, with Bill Murray?
Yeah, what a great movie.
Cool.
Oh, so good.
And that's a Wes Anderson movie?
Yeah. And, you know, he always has great soundtracks.
I was just going to say that. I was going to ask you about the soundtrack.
This one, it's all, like, weird Hank Williams, but except for, like, this one part that has some of that kind of French ya-ya music from the 60s, like the Zooby-Zoo kind of music.
Zooby-Zoo, okay.
Oh, man. He loves that stuff.
It's great.
If it's not that, it's British Invasion.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but some deep Kinks album track that you've never heard of.
Far way down low. So
cool.
This is... That's some good chit-chat. Good chit-chat, everybody.
I got one more thing.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to do one more thing now before I forget it.
Uh-huh.
They'll never know that was all scripted. That's how good that was.
I have a giveaway.
Oh.
I have a giveaway. Again, this comes from Concord Music, who's re-releasing all the Paul McCartney solo albums. Right now they have his second solo album, which is actually credited to Paul and Linda McCartney. It's called Ram. And I have a brand new in plastic remastered edition to give away. And I'm going to ask an easy question. I'm going to just, the first five people to send me the correct answer, I'm going to choose from you five.
Hold on. Let me open my email thing here.
All I want to know, I want you to tell me the second solo album from each of the Beatles.
Oh, interesting.
What was Ringo's second solo album called? George's, John's. And you know what? I want you to tell me what Paul's was too.
Okay.
That would be hard if it weren't for the internet.
I know it would be. But the first five, this is the other.
Like if we had caller, I mean, even callers can look things right. up on the internet, but like if it was like a live thing.
Right. Well, then you would go, hey, the 100th person to get
yeah.
it right.
Yeah.
And this is in many formats. There's like a four disc with DVDs. There's a two disc. This is the single disc. This is just the original album as it appeared on vinyl, but it was remastered at Abbey Road Studios.
What's he doing there? Shaving sheep?
It's got Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, and just a whole bunch of other cool stuff. It's a very cool album. So
let me see that.
Someone's going to get it.
Brilliant album. Love that album so much.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, he's not sharing it. He's just holding it. Weirdo.
What is he doing to it?
He's like grabbing the horns on this sheep.
You got to take the sheep by the horns when you're making a solo album.
I think that's what he's talking about.
It's a good thing. Well, but it's not a sheep. It's a ram.
Then
take the ram by the horns?
Yeah.
Around
if he was standing right behind it, that could be a whole new meaning to the word ram. He's ramming it.
He's a vegetarian. They don't do that.
Now that was,
maybe they might. Oh, he wouldn't go down on the ram.
No, that's right. He wouldn't eat no ram.
Around the same time, John Lennon posed with a picture like he's holding like a pig by the ears, like in mocking. They were like in a feud.
How many great Beatles albums would have come if you take the greatest out songs from Paul and
that's
John
a fun
and
game.
Everyone? I know.
That's a good show. We should do that show. Like
we should put together our own Beatles album. Make a Beatles album.
So this show is going to be a good show. This is a kind of a crazy show, but the theme is very loose. This is something that
it's very loose, but it's fun.
This is a little game I love to play on my iTunes, where if you hit the time header, it'll arrange all your tracks by time.
Right.
And to me, for some reason, it's really interesting, like what songs are the same length. And I don't know why that is, but it's a good way to like, it's such a great way to get a good cross section of your music.
Right.
So like, cause you know, it's like, you know, often painstaking to like put together a playlist, but this is like, you know, this is like the great equalizer. It gives you things from all genres and, you know, time periods and everything. And, you know, I'm sure we'll, you know, and it speaks to some greater truth about how, you know, there's like this canvas of time.
Right.
How are you going to fill it up?
And this was always interesting to me because I remember this on the vinyl album of the Cars debut album.
Yeah.
The first three songs, Good Times Roll, My Best Friend's Girl, and Just What I Needed, you know, three of the most amazing Cars songs that you've ever heard. They're all 3 minutes and 44 seconds long.
Whoa.
Isn't that weird?
It's bananas.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. But it's just...
That's our show.
That's what they thought. That's what it felt like it should be. So
exactly.
So out of the... This is show 47. So out of the blue, we pulled 3 minutes and 47 seconds left.
Or not left.
Left.
But
that's how long this show is going to be. We're just going to hear one song and out.
No, Gary picked. He said, let's just pick our favorite songs at a certain time. And he goes, and he just threw out 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
It sounded random.
And I had tons of songs at 3 minutes and 47 seconds. It was crazy.
So what I'm hoping is maybe like, since the theme is looser, it'll inspire maybe like a story or something, you know this like why you picked this song, why it's meaningful.
Nope, we're gonna robotically play the song and get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Then I like this
so
one.
So says the producer.
Then okay, I like that one. Then there was this one.
Would you like to begin, Pat?
It's not my
Pat, why is,
okay, then
are
I'll,
you burning
I'll
a CD over there? Why is your fucking hard drive
you know
spinning?
What because I loaded some WTF podcasts in, and it's determining the audio volume.
You asshole.
So I don't know what to do.
Hit the little X next to it.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't need to determine any volume. It'll just play it.
All right.
Son of a bitch.
And take that thing out of there.
Pat likes to multitask.
It's like I'm hearing that. We're all hearing it.
I know. I'm hearing it too.
I'm doing some ironing.
How do you know that that's just how my brain is? My brain's working overtime.
I know you don't think that hard.
Okay.
I'll start things off with one of my favorite cut one side ones from one of my albums from the CD Rack of the Gods. I don't know if I've talked about this yet before. The band is called Prefab Sprout. The album in America is called Two Wheels Good. In England, it was called Steve McQueen. And this song in America was called Farron, but in England, it's called Farron Young. So put that in your pipe.
This is really weird.
It's really crazy. I'll tell you this much. It's 3 minutes and 47 seconds, man, if you want to start this. And it goes a little something like this. It's kind of twee. It's pretty British.
Sentiment and antique, as obsolete as warships in the Baltic. Driving
on a straight road, it never alters. And the rate your sun needs but doesn't falter. You offer infrared instead of sun. You offer paper spoons and bubble gum. Late sky.
Isn't that banjo freaking out back there? Well, I was so into these guys. I got into my head. You know what? I'm going to write one of those jukebox musicals like Mamma Mia about the songs of Prefab Sprout. And they're like, oh, right. Nobody likes them. Nobody will come see that.
I've never even heard of them. So, yeah, that would have to play in a black box theater for one night.
Yeah.
But you know what? For that one night, if you're a Prefab Sprout fan, that's a good bit of business. Yeah.
Plus, all these songs are kind of like absurd. Like a typical chorus is... Hot dog, jumping frog, Albuquerque.
Now this is kids' music, right? These are for this.
No, this is for grown up. This is for grown ups.
Right. That paints a picture right there. I mean, mm-hmm. you got a. There's a rich narrative thread yeah. running through that.
Hot dog salesman in the Southwest.
Yeah.
Finds a jumping frog. So, what is your 3:47 salvo?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, this song clocks in at 3:47.
Really?
Yeah. And it's so weird because your first song did too. So that's really, what a coincidence.
So around 227 seconds?
And I just picked a song for fun. This is just a fun song from one of my favorite 80s slob comedies. And I'm not even going to say what it is. Just start playing it, man. And you're going to know immediately what the song is.
Yeah.
Listen to that sweet acoustic.
Is there a capo on that? Matt's hand clapping.
I like Kenny Loggins, but I hate this song.
Really?
What do you like better, this or Danger Zone?
Danger Zone.
Wow.
Right. Neither are good, but I like Danger Zone better.
None of them are good.
No.
What do you like better, this or Don't Fight It?
Don't Fight It.
That might be the song that's been played the most on this podcast. Go ahead, cut it down. I like I'm All Right.
He's one of those guys that lost his beard and lost his ability to make hits.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, you're right. And he started making those like kind of softcore books with his wife. Those like coffee table nudity books.
Oh, really?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, wait, that's when I started liking them.
But the thing about Caddyshack is there's a lot of story in there. You think it's going to be all Rodney Dangerfield and everything?
There's not. There's a lot of, it's got three-act structure.
Yeah, I know, it's still great, but it's, don't think it's going to be rollicking.
But my favorite musical part from Caddyshack is on the golf course when Journey is Any Way You Want It plays.
Hey, we're all going to get laid!
Anyway.
That is like...
He's got a stereo in his golf bag.
Yeah. That's the perfect...
It's a car stereo.
Party song, yeah.
It's funny, in retrospect, that was such a like, oh my God, that's... fantastical, and now it's like you could have
a thousand, you get 25,000 like, songs in your head.
Yeah, there's nothing to like what.
So what, Rodney? That's a terrible golf bag.
There probably are real golf bags now that you can buy that have like a built-in like Bluetooth speaker.
I got a Groupon yesterday for a fanny pack that had speakers on it. Like, who would get that?
Wow, I don't know.
The members maybe a of kid fanny would.
Pack. Would
it,
I guess.
Would a kid like that?
I guess so. It like the models seem to be hipsters. So I guess that's there.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Let them.
Go ahead. Let them. Speaking of hipsters, this is kind of a hip disco outfit from the hipster enclave of Montreal, and they are
disco big up in Montreal.
Oh yeah, and hipsterism. And this
hipsterism.
This is a duo called Chromeo. And there's a song called Night by Night.
Never heard of them.
Let's get dancing. You'll like this, I think. Maybe.
That is definitely disco.
This has an amazing record cover. Looks like it's from the 70s. Like, kind of that acceptable sexism from the 70s. Inside of me. Sooner or later, we gonna be free. Don't make a fuss. Let's have a conversation that's not just about us. When we don't know which way to go, and it doesn't really matter what we do. There's gotta be one good way to know. If all this is worth it, we can work it night by night. She says night by night. I say she's
Now, is that
too dramatic?
That's a new song. That's not from the 70s. Then,
no, yeah, that's from the last couple years. And
they're trying to bring back disco, this band?
Yeah, I think so. They're always like remixing things or, oh, let's work with Vampire Weekend or something like that.
But this is an original song of this.
Yeah.
All right.
And the album cover, it has like, it's like the back of a hot looking secretary with the line up the stockings, and like she's making a bunch of copies of pictures of the guys in Chromeo.
Nothing wrong with that.
It looks cool.
Chromeo, I prefer Cruliet.
All right. Just
when I said nothing wrong with that, it was nothing wrong with the cover.
Just trying to expose you guys. To a little
no,
subject.
I actually like that.
Hey, here's a song that clocks in at 3:47.
Yeah,
this is a guy who was in one of the biggest metal bands that broke out in the 90s. Guns
Sabretooth
Roses.
Poodle.
Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
This is Izzy Stradlin. He left the band when the Use Your Illusion tour went out, and he recorded a couple of great solo albums. This is from his second solo album called 117 Degrees. The reason I even bought Izzy Stradlin albums is because when I looked at the songwriting credits for the Use Your Illusion, he co-wrote a lot of my favorite songs. So this is a song called, and this has a very Ronnie Wood, Stones-ish, Keith Richards type feel. This is called Ain't It a Bitch.
We're taking live calls here all of a sudden. I think I've been butt dialed, but this is...
That song came on. Gary took his headphones off and took a call, and Matt started to text.
I saw Gary looking at his phone, and it reminded me that I have a phone. I like looking at it sometimes.
There was nothing in the song about phones.
There was like if there was a sitter emergency, I'm like the nearest contact. Jay's doing a thing, so I.
Oh, so oh, you mean so you have a sitter at home with your son?
Yeah. So okay. I didn't know if it was but I think it was just a butt dial.
All right.
But I was totally dialed into that. I like that a lot better than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because right. his music isn't like Guns N' Roses. It's all. That kind of...
It's kind of Black Crowy.
Yeah,
something.
Exactly, yeah.
What do you suppose 117 degrees refers to?
I have no idea.
Maybe he's a surveyor.
That's fucking hot, Gary.
It is very hot.
That's what it means. This is going to be a hot album to buy.
Too damn hot to be wearing a crazy hat like I always wear.
That's right.
Velvet vest. Take that off.
Yeah, from what I understand, Izzy just lives at his house and just rides go-karts around his house all day. And then
Stradlin
when he wants
go-karts.
To record an album, he does. And that's it.
Nice.
Gary's turn.
All right. This one clocks in at exactly 3:47.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. From a great album called Satellite Rides. This you're really going to like. It's the old 97s and What I Wouldn't Do. Hey, stop. Get off your phone. Start listening to the old 97s.
What I wouldn't do to be friends with you. What I wouldn't do. What I wouldn't do.
That is a spot pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
In that country rock zone. Just enough country in there just so you could taste it. Like, not like, sometimes country it's like a curry or a cilantro where it just kind of takes over.
Yeah,
that's true.
But that's just like a nice, just so you know.
Just it's a dash.
Like, I might actually have some of that type of country coming up in the middle of this show, to be honest with you.
It is exciting.
So I'm going to apologize for that right up front. This next song is, I'm not going to make any bones about it. I love Bon Jovi. And I love Bon Jovi even more his recent stuff I like even more than like his classic metal stuff. Since 2000, he's released, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 studio albums in the past 10 years.
It's funny to think that Bon Jovi was ever considered metal.
Like, I know.
Now that stuff from the old days, that's just rock music.
And, right.
But then because of their hair, it was like, oh.
This oh, is- they're yeah, because, yeah. And now they're just kind of like faux Springsteen corporate slash country rock, whatever. They're singing to the man.
Yeah.
But this was a Japanese B-side from the
wow
Crush album. I don't know how it didn't make it on the album in 2000.
First Hiroshima, then this.
This is like one of my favorite Bon Jovi songs, and this is exactly the type of Bon Jovi I like. This song is called Hush.
She drives me crazy. You know she knows she drives me crazy. When she says let's pretend this beer champagne will be down the pouring rain, and I'll let you drive me crazy. Well, she don't talk about love. We don't talk about us.
Gary's face.
I know, it's frozen, frozen in time.
Frozen, make this.
That's Hush, people. If you can't find it, I will email it to you.
I kind of liked it.
That didn't suck. That was
a little janglier,
kind of loose and
yeah,
fun.
Yeah,
and,
like not as polished as you expect. From
probably
that.
Why it got left off the album.
Right, but that's
this
cool.
Doesn't sound
actually
slick enough.
Yeah,
well, he just
okay.
That
well, I'll accept that reigning endorsement from you guys half-heartedly. Gary, your turn.
This is a track that looms large in my legend.
Can I guess how long it is?
Yes,
351.
Close, a little bit over.
Tell me, I don't know.
It's 347.
Oh, okay. I'll never guess that.
this is the first song that was playing when I ever kissed a girl. So
really?
It was, yeah. And it, so
what if it's a song from last year?
I was a bit of a late bloomer.
This is from 2011.
this is the mighty Doobie Brothers.
What year is this?
It's a 79, I think.
Okay, so how old were you?
12.
12. All right.
I was somehow I made it to this in-crowd party.
Okay.
It was Jeff Kreiser's 6th grade graduation party.
All right.
And all these kids, like, this was in San Jose, and like these were like, you know, south of Blossom Hill Road kids. Like, all their dads worked at IBM or something. I was definitely a north of Blossom Hill Road kid.
Okay.
And somehow I made this party. He had a pool. There was, you know, cooking out. There was party games. There was some spin the bottle.
It was like being in the grotto at the Playboy Mansion.
Yes, it was exactly like that for 12-year-olds. And there was, you know, I might have shoulder checked Vince Gabrielson out of the way, but on this one, because the bottle landed on me and Lisa Talpez, who was she was so foxy. She was like, at least a foot and a half taller than any of us, and just like, you know, cascading blonde hair and everything. And I don't know whatever happened to her. She might have died of shame. But this at any rate,
Lisa Talpez.
Let me ask you something. When you spin and it lands on this this Talpez girl,
uh-huh.
Does she make? She's like, oh.
She's just
open for it. Slut.
She went willingly. I was.
And you had never kissed a girl before?
No.
And now it's gonna be Lonnie Anderson type
yeah.
girl.
Yeah. So I thought I have arrived. I was like, this this must be what it feels like to be Mike.
Mike Siegel.
Mike Siegel. And I didn't even know who that was yet.
He hates this joke. Though. He hates this joke more than anything. But.
At any rate, it's What a Fool Believes.
Okay. Brothers.
347.
Never heard this.
This is.
No, I love this song.
It's the greatest.
Of course I do.
Now, Lisa Talpez, was she tall and tasted like Pez?
Yeah.
Actually, he kissed her right on the neck. Yeah. They were necking.
Oh, good reach.
A piece of candy came out.
Sad about the fool, don't she trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created.
Talk about a guy with a beard, him and Kenny Loggins together.
Uh-huh. She must have so smart. They must have did a song together, right?
They both recorded a song called No Looking Back separately.
Too many beards. You know, video.
Form a song, a group called The Beards.
Really
this is I love that bit about
don't stop it until Gary kisses me.
That bit about trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created.
Yeah,
he was like, I don't know what, he must have been like 27 or something. Who wrote that?
That's probably
very,
yeah.
That's very astute.
Even though he looked 40 with that
yeah,
beard.
Yeah, yeah. That's heavy.
Deep thinker.
Old Doobie Brothers and Old Chicago, like before they became like the AM ballad band.
Yeah,
I still love listening to that stuff. I really do.
Hard to beat it.
It is. All right, this is a group that I've played a million times. Every time I play them, I say the same thing. Before they became this big hit-making band, they were a really great little rocking band. Not that I don't still like what they do, but this is from 93 from an album called Superstar Car Wash. This is the Goo Goo Dolls with Girl Right Next to Me.
I made my bed.
Maybe the difference in the old Goo Goo Dolls and the new Goo Goo Dolls, it might just be the production. It's just a little more raw.
Yeah.
It's not as slick.
They know where to stop. It mirrors their hair. Like,
right,
know,
exactly.
How done is their hair? And then that's
I also feel like they wanted to, you know.
They wanted to break out.
They were sounding like sort of rock of that time
right.
when they came out. It was louder and more guitar on top of guitar and. And then they sort of went, oh, well, we can actually make $1 zillion if we
yeah.
just...
And they did.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll tour with Lady Gaga.
Goo Goo and Gaga?
For the Goo Goo Gaga tour.
I'd see that, too.
That'd be great. This is...
How do we make that happen? Can we produce... Rock Solid presents the Goo Goo Gaga tour?
Yeah, we'll just sell tickets.
I mean, how much money do we need to put that together, Matt? Matt, work on that.
We'll sell the tickets and then say, look at all this money we have. And then they'll say, okay, we'll do it.
Let me ask you a question, computer question. Should this be that hot?
I know. They get that, like, I guess they get like that. I don't know why.
Is this going to set my house on fire?
No.
No?
Because right. it's not in your house.
He's
I know, but what if, it's, what if I... Because usually I'm talking about the charging
He's pointing
component.
At his crotch right now.
What is this thing? What's this called?
The brick, the power brick.
But what if the power brick, what if at home I keep it in a bucket of oily rags? Is that going to catch fire?
Do you keep it on a pile of dry leaves and
I
twigs?
Do. Yeah. Yes, I do. Well,
that's the best
we'll see
place
what
to
happens.
Put it.
Okay, sorry, Gary, I digressed.
Oh, that's okay. Here's a band that I saw play at my college, San Jose State University, San Jose, California. Opening act, a little group called Jane's Addiction. Everyone's like, boo, we hate you.
Oh, no.
But the headliners that night, Love and Rockets. Here's So Alive. This is 347.
Oh, wow. And this is a song a lot of these are deep cuts.
Yeah.
These 347s,
yeah.
But everybody knows this one, right?
Everybody knows this one, right? This one has a nice atmosphere. Sounds pretty non-80s for like being so squarely in the 80s. So hats off to you, Love and Rockets.
What was Love and Rockets' biggest hit?
Maybe that one.
Yeah. Okay, or, I do know that song.
They used to be part of this band called Bauhaus. You ever heard of Bauhaus?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had a different singer.
Love and Rockets ever have a song in a John Hughes movie? No, I'm serious. They had to have, right?
Oh, you know what? Maybe that Tones on Tail, the side project they did called Go. I think that was in I think that was in one of the John Hughes movies.
All right, cool.
Maybe.
Good
maybe.
Pull off the top of your head.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I was going to say, Love and Rockets is like INXS's cool cousin from the city.
Right, exactly.
like sound similar, but all a little cooler, edgier.
Yeah. You know what?
Studs in the leather jacket.
Listen Like Thieves almost made the list today.
347?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing?
I know.
Time.
You know what? I got to double check that.
But let's just say it is.
No, I got to double check because I don't want to make maybe.
Well, check while we're playing this next.
Nope, 347. Listen Like Thieves. Absolutely.
So what did make your list?
Yep. No, what didn't make my list. But
what did?
What did is what I'm going to say about this next song, Gary, is I like a lot of lady music.
Okay.
For example, like
music made by ladies or
music made by ladies and maybe enjoyed by ladies. Like okay. If you came over and like if someone didn't know me and they came over and looked at my CD collection, they would say something like, "Oh, you got your wife's CDs mixed right in here with yours." Because I like, you know, like I like a Suzanne Vega and I like an Alanis Morissette.
That's
and,
fine.
You know, and I like I don't like a lot of country, but I love this artist. I love Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Oh, great.
And this is off her big breakout album from 92 called Come On, Come On. And this is I Take My Chances.
Oh, nice.
On Rock Solid.
I took a walk in the rain one day on the wrong side of the tracks. I stood on the rail till I saw that train just to see how my heart would react. Now some people say that you shouldn't tempt fate, and for them I cannot disagree. But I never learned nothing from playing it safe. I say fate should not tempt me. I take my chances. I don't mind working without a net. I take my chances. I take my chances every chance I get.
Now, true or false, after listening to that song, we are all in the same cycle.
That's right.
Right?
It's sure. Obvi we are.
Yeah. I've seen Mary Chapin Carpenter in concert. That's
really?
Right.
She's got a great voice.
She's really
great.
Nothing
to be ashamed of.
No, I'm not ashamed. I have to make jokes about stuff that I
do. Yeah, you're embarrassed.
I try to. You're what I do is, you know, like if you're a midget or you have nine arms, you draw attention to that first so that people make fun of it.
Hey, call me Army. Look at all my arms.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look, I'm small. I'm dinky. I'm Dinky Diglinch.
It's offensive to call nine arms.
Okay.
It's octopus plus one is the preferred term.
All right. Old nine arms is what we call them. God, that guy could shoot pool. I don't know why that would make him shoot pool.
Not much
better.
Of a juggler.
Can really only take one. Juggling is where I should have gone, Gary. Go ahead. Your turn, Gary.
That's okay. Hey, how about from one Mary to another? You think of Mary J. Blige as being like kind of serious, mm-hmm. you know, and everything, but this is like way back at kind of the beginning of her thing. And listen just how like breezy and fun this guitar line is in this. It's a sweet thing. 3 minutes, 47 seconds long. Guys, we should totally take a road trip, talk about boys.
Yeah.
She's got a voice.
She's got the pipes.
Oh, my God.
Is that covered? I feel like someone covered that.
Probably
like,
so.
I feel like I have another version of that in my head. I'm going to look it up while you guys keep
going. If this is a job for Wikipedia.
If you wouldn't have told me the title of that song, I would have thought she was singing Speed Bag.
Speed Bag.
Speed Bag. I'm back. You know what? I'm done with the ladies now. Let's get back with the dudes.
Okay.
This guy is a producer. He's produced many things. He's been in many bands, Gary. He's been a Wilbury.
Okay.
He's been in The Move.
Sure.
He's been in the Electric Light Orchestra. Uh-huh. And yet he only has one proper solo album.
Are you talking about Armchair Theater?
I'm talking about Jeff Lynne and his 1990 album Armchair Theater. And this song is called Every Little Thing. And this clocked in at 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
No, I got to know. I got to know.
hurts anymore. You got to tell me. Tell me every little thing that makes you happy.
How does Zach only have one solo album?
Unbelievable. I totally forgot about that album. I used to enjoy that so much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I read that he has a new solo album coming out this year.
I'll get it.
So we'll see what happens.
That was fun to listen to. Yeah. Imagine him like back in the days when I was like, be right there, honey. Just got to change the answering machine message. And it's probably a big production. Probably really layered things and got some horns.
I got to tell you, after listening to the new Joe Walsh album, which was produced by Jeff Lynne, I think that Petty, Dylan, Lynn, they should bring Joe Walsh in and Ringo in and do another Wilburys album with those guys. That might be fun.
Yeah.
It might be fun for three people, but they should do it. It might be fun for five people. But I think that would be, I think Joe Walsh would be an okay fit with those guys for a Wilburys reunion.
Give it a try.
Yeah, why not? Have fun.
Sweet Thing update. Sweet Thing update.
Yes, okay. What is it?
Sweet Thing.
We need music for
this. It was a 1975 single. By Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Of course.
Oh.
Yes.
And originally, and then Mary J. Blige did it in 1993.
Makes sense.
Apparently, according to Wikipedia, Khan disliked the fact that Blige covered it, but eventually Khan befriended Blige.
Diva.
And the two singers later sung the song together during a VH1 Divas Live concert.
And now Mary J. Blige lives in Chaka Khan's hair.
That's nice. They worked that out.
Happy ending.
There you go. Gary, your turn.
Let's see. We're probably heading towards the final stretch.
I got two more.
You got two more? Okay.
What do you got? I used to like the days when Gary go, I got like 25 more.
I got 25 more.
He has like six more.
But you know, I just...
It's hard to narrow it down.
I'm trying to go by feel, you know, like what would...
What does the show need right now?
What would the show need right now? You know what I think we need? Some nice Jellyfish. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
From the album there. I think that would pair nicely with the Jeff Lynne.
There's a Jellyfish Live album coming out this month.
Oh?
I think it's from back in the day, obviously. It's not a new Jellyfish Live album.
The hell
album,
you
but,
say?
But I think it's their only live album ever.
From the John Bryan period?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, okay.
Well, this is from their debut. This is, I think this is pre-John Bryan. And this is called The King is Half Undressed. Which half is he wearing? That's up to you to decide. Think about it. Political. I don't know what it means. But it's good.
Mike Schmidt is always wants me to get into Jellyfish, and I've never heard
any
Jellyfish until that song right there. That's great stuff.
All right. Well, thanks.
What's their best CD?
I like their... They have two. I like this other one called Spilt Milk.
Spilt Milk and Belly Button.
And Belly Button. But even though there's no 3 minute and 47 second songs on Spilt Milk, it's still pretty good.
All right, cool.
So for years, one of your best friends tells you to check it out. Fuck that guy.
You trust.
I know.
And
he always says,
5 seconds into a Gary Lucy cue, you're like,
I know.
Yes, tell me everything.
That's because Mike never strapped me in a room and played it in my head.
That's kind of surprising, actually, that he didn't. You would think he would have.
He would have, I know.
Turn it into a hostage situation.
Like on a car ride or something.
Okay, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. I'm going to play a song. Oh, this is weird. This is weird that I put these two songs back to back, because this is a former Traveling Wilbury, George Harrison. Huh? And this is from 1981, somewhere in England. And this is all those years ago. I just like this song. It's a little poppy song.
It's got a little hat tip to John, right? A little kind of...
Yes.
So clear.
normal or she is a girl. Talking all about how to give, they don't act with much honesty. But you know, but the way to the truth when you say all you need is love. By someone, the devil's best friend, someone who offended all, we're living in a bad dream.
Well, I think, I think the whole song's for George. I mean, for John Lennon.
Hard to believe, yeah, he's gone, and he's been gone for a little while now. I didn't realize he was another one of those guys who was always trying to retire, and then, like, you know, he would...
Who, George Harrison?
Yeah, he'd be away for a long period of time, and then they'd pull him back in.
I know.
Like, I guess, remember, like, that Cracker Box Palace period, I guess...
Oh, I love that.
I love that song, and that was, like, he hadn't recorded, like, in 2 or 3 years before then, but, like, he had this friend who was, like, a race car driver. Who was like, I think he was an Italian guy. He's like, George, I love the music. While I'm sitting here recovering, I want to listen to the music. So like he put together some things for. It might not have been an Italian guy, but it was a race guy.
No, it was
Super Mario.
No. It was
Dario Franchitti.
No. Who's the guy? Is his name Jackie something?
Jackie Stewart.
That's who it is.
The look and feel of Rio racing.
Because he's in the documentary, the Martin Scorsese documentary.
Right. I guess. He must have been a big race fan.
Yeah, I loved Cracker Box Palace, and I loved this song was the other one that came out. They were both on the same album. They were both on 33 and a Third, I think is the album. Because I remember he had two promotional films, and they showed them both on an episode of Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
in what was it? I don't know.
It's 70, like 78,
79. 76, maybe. But yeah, anyway, early on.
It was early.
So, George Harrison.
George Harrison. Check him out. Here's this is another dead guy.
He's from a band. He's from the Beatles.
Another dead guy taken too soon. The only surfing beach boy.
Ah, yes.
Dennis Wilson from the...
I know the title of this album. This is Sunset. This is Blue Avenue. This is some street. What is this called?
Pacific Ocean Blue.
This is from Pacific Ocean Blue. Nice.
347. Almost had it. This is the River Song.
Can he sing?
He can sing pretty good.
Is that Brian on piano?
I'll say yes. See, it kind of goes like that, and that's a worthwhile album if you need it.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like that. Yeah.
I want to say maybe one of our longtime fans could answer this. I feel like you may have played that episode.
I probably did.
What's the penalty for that? $10 in the fag jar.
Wow,
is that
just
right?
By calling it that, you have to put $10 into this jar.
Darn. I was worried about that, and also Prefab Stroud. I think you may be right.
Man, it's $20 in the midget jar.
Could have went.
I don't know about Prefab Sprout, but this I don't remember hearing really Prefab. Familiar.
Could have went Rolling Stone Shattered.
Maybe you played another.
You definitely Dennis played a Dennis Wilson song.
Yeah,
but I think
I'm
it was
trying
that
to remember
one,
under what circumstances was it? Was it about music or so? Was it?
Oh, Colors.
That song we did about music.
Colors?
Yeah.
Didn't we do? Oh, that would have been an album. That wouldn't have been albums though.
Yeah.
Did we do a show about just all color like?
Somebody will bust
songs with colors in the title.
Or Bodies of Water?
Because if we haven't, we should.
Did we do it? My daughter also said we should do one about the seasons, like songs that have winter, spring, summer, fall.
That sounds pretty good.
Tell your daughter to stay out of it. This is an adult's job.
Man, she does not listen to this podcast.
Good.
Because we say fag.
That would be horrible.
Well, Gary, you said, what song did you say? You said a Rolling Stone song that clocks in at 347?
Shattered. Shadoobie.
There were a couple Rolling Stone songs that came up, but there were also a couple Mick Jagger solo songs.
Oh.
And so I went with...
Something from Primitive Cool.
Something from She's the Boss.
She's the Boss.
1985. This is the... opening track on Mick's first solo album. This one was actually co-written with Keith.
Oh.
And this is called Lonely at the Top.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I like this.
Pretty sure that's Jeff Beck on guitar. That's good. Produced by Nile Rodgers and Mick.
I don't know why that album's diff so bad. People didn't care for it.
No, you know what? People don't like Mick. They don't like Mick solo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They just don't.
They like him in the mix.
They do. Yep. They absolutely do.
He was good on Saturday Night Live. Did you see it?
Yeah, he was pretty good. Yeah.
He wasn't too shabby.
John Hamm had to be happy because Mick Jagger said the name John Hamm.
Oh, wow.
At the end when they were closing credits and he thanking everyone. He's like, yeah, thank John Hamm. I'm like, wow.
It's got to be an honor.
Mick Jagger says your name.
It's got to be nice. You know, I've heard it said that he might be the most seen person alive that's been seen by the most people.
Mick Jagger?
Yeah.
Or John Hamm?
John Hamm. Well, you know, he gets around.
Yeah.
No, Mick Jagger, just because he, like, tours so much,
mm-hmm.
and he's been at it so long.
Yeah.
You know,
you mean, like, seen in person?
Seen in person.
Like, actually not on television.
Yeah,
film.
Viewed by other people in person. Because, like, a lot of people go out and see the Pope or something, but he doesn't tour every year.
Right.
But, there might be something to
it's
that.
It's true, yeah. If you add up every show and then every person at the show, obviously people go to more than one show, but still, hundreds and hundreds of shows of thousands and thousands of people over 40 years is a lot.
Yeah, and that, you know, that I wonder how many people you would see in your life if, like, back in the Middle Ages. Like, you'd probably see, like, 20 people your whole life.
Probably.
Yeah.
Eh.
But you'd see a lot of,
but we'd have to ask Mick, because he's been alive since then.
You might only see 20 people in the Middle Ages, but you'd also see about 20 dragons.
That's true. Oh. So it's worth it.
It kind of evens out.
Those were the dragon times.
Game of Thrones better show me some dragons soon.
Oh, man. Where are my dragons?
I keep telling Pilar I want that on a t-shirt. Where are my dragons?
Matt, do you have any 3 minutes and 47 second songs?
That's a great question. I should have been looking this up
but
sooner.
You can look at it now. Okay.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and find out. I bet I do. I mean, why wouldn't I?
You could lay claim to that erasure cover of Take a Chance on Me.
I saw that.
If you want. Got some Red Cross there.
Let's see. I got a bunch of 347s. I got Mary J. Blige. I've got Love and Rockets.
Hey,
Kenny Loggins.
Pick your favorite and play us out.
Meanwhile, I'll just thank everybody for listening.
Yes, and don't forget about
the reviews. Oh, yeah, enter our contest.
To win RAM.
Sweet.
First 5 people with the correct answer, then I'll pull one of you out of my pocket.
I don't have it.
You don't have any?
This isn't my full library, so...
Wait a minute. You have to have one.
They're all yours. This is the library of all just stuff you guys have given me for the show. So if I played something, it would just be one of your songs.
Okay, I apologize.
And there was really only one. This is weird, though. It's a Pete Townsend song.
Oh.
But I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play the one that I would have played if I was Gary.
Play us out.
I like this one.
Play us out, motherfucker.
And, you know, you can't have too much Mick, right?
That's right.
Follow us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show, right?
Yep.
Or is it Rock Solid Show or Rock Solid Podcast?
Twitter's Rock Solid Show.
Uh-huh.
And on Facebook, like us.
Like us on Facebook.
Thanks, everybody.
See ya.
I'm in tatters. I'm shattered. Friends are so alarming. My love is never charming. Life's just a cocktail party on the street. Big apple, paper dresser, plastic bags, directed traffic.